Rockefeller, comme Rockefeller, tu veux être Richard, je suis Twister, c'est moi le Mister, le Prime Minister qui contrôle ton soul, don't fall it, plow. Fire, freestyle, peace out.
Space.
We out.
Muzayan.
Yes.
Just jamming.
Much respects and a good holiday unto you. Much
thank
luck
you,
in the
man.
New year and expansions across the globe of your sound. And
thanks,
thank you
man.
For the freestyle. J.
Thanks.
Kill, Impossible et Dramatique.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
LD,
thanks to
up?
You. So love. Peace to everybody. Yeah, LD, big up. Shah, big up.
MC,
my queen, you know.
Fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic program on this Monday evening. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford, and I will be the lone pint man in the pub for this evening, and it'll just be me serving up the songs for tonight's playlist. This is the new year.
Happy New Year!
Yes, yes, yes. The year now is 2024, and we will get used to punching that into our keyboards at some point. This episode tonight is going to be a bit of a tradition, as not a typical top 10 of 2023, but instead, like you, I listen to a tremendous amount of music, either on Spotify, SoundCloud, or even Bandcamp. But what music have I actually plunked down hard, cold cash, folding money to purchase? So tonight I'm going to look at 10 favorite album purchases from 2023. And let's start it off right away with this album released of last year. This is the live album from Sonic Youth, recorded in 2011. This is Sonic Youth in Brooklyn, New York, on the Drastic Plastic program. We'll be right back.
here making this beautiful music and getting to share it together. There's nothing better than that, man. Nothing better, really. This song's for you, alright?
We'll be right back. And welcome back. Let's just review our set list about what was just played. That last track comes from the album Villagers by Califone. Now, that's a band headed by Tim Rutili. That's a band that's been special in my heart and on my turntable for years, if not decades, when you consider the discography of Califone. And if you want to follow Tim Rutili back to the days of Red Red Meat. So when I heard wind that they had a brand new record out, I was eager to go and add that to the collection. It's a wonderful record for fans of this particular band, with all the kind of sonic skronk that is sometimes interdispersed within a great songwriting from Tim. And from this album, Villagers, we heard the song The Habsburg Jaw. Prior to that, it was a song coming from an album that I'd picked up on this year's record store day, and I was really happy to get a copy of this. This is from the album Live at Levitation, done by Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. It's a live track that was recorded back in 2013 at the Carson Creek Ranch in Austin, Texas, and it catches a really good concert from Black Rebel. We heard the song called Spread Your Love. Sometimes pressings like this, especially on these wonderful black and white splatter vinyl, sometimes pressings like this don't sound too well, and I've heard on numerous forums of people complaining that theirs didn't sound so well. Maybe perhaps I was just lucky. I got a good pressing, and the album recording is really quite good. And we began things off at the top of the set with the album Brooklyn, New York, live, recorded in 2011. Steve Shelley, drummer for the band, was quite excited by this particular concert. It was their last concert as a band, if we tend to overlook the following couple of shows they did in Brazil. Nonetheless, this was done in a very special outdoor summertime New York setting. And Steve Shirley was actually quite excited to be able to make the set list and dig up and dust off a lot of deep tracks that normally the band would overlook, or perhaps songs that found themselves in certain graves over the recording history of Sonic Youth. And from that live recording, which is excellent and should be checked out by all Sonic Youth fans, we heard the song Death Valley 69. More music for you. Do stick around. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program right here on CKUT.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remember the fluoride. Woo-hoo! Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CQUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Dooby-dooby-doo. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year!
And welcome back. Let's just keep it going. In at number 7 of my favorite top 10 album purchases for 2023, we have this as a representation of the many reissues of this past calendar year. This was put out by Rhino Records as a first time ever reproduction in the full context of the Stop Making Sense concert, Jonathan Demme's famous concert of the Talking Heads. This is a reproduction that Rhino did of the of that album, which was to include two tracks and were not available in the first 1984 pressing. You also got the original booklet and a welcome addition to Ground Zero Studios. One of the tracks that was not available on the first pressing, but available now in the Rhino pressing, was this track. This is the Talking Heads and Cities on the Drastic Plastic Program.
the morning to me. I'm losing in the end and I've gone too far. Forced temper from that Verone is a shot by Dodd. Cause we never aimed it in the box of isolation. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't fucking smoke. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't fucking smoke.
Mummy can't reach, and then a pause. You look different, a large green blob, allergic to your own things. Get married and go on safari. Fucking viral fucking Batman video, you fucking moron. Why don't you phone up? Spine bend, leg sink, scooter club shit smell. That's my roadkill hat. Don't touch it.
Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't fucking smoke. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't fucking smoke. Instinct is all, it's a meat to our bones. So hang on to the cable car, force 10 from Navarone. Freeze if your balls and keep your gun up around your neck. Force 10 from a contract, it still believes it's not dead. But it is. Fucking dead, fucking dead. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't fucking smoke. Jason, why does the darkness hello? Cross-sectioned, it's not a drink, and I don't fucking smoke.
Welcome back to the Sound of the Spoken Word here on the Drastic Plastic program. Let's just recap what we just listened to in that last set. That last track, certainly no stranger here to fans of the Drastic Plastic program. That's the Sleaford Mods from their album of last year, UK Grimm on Rough Trade Records, finds itself in the number 5 spot of my favorite album purchases of 2023. Of course, our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks, is a huge fan of this band, and he got me hooked into them, and the music stylings of Jason Williamson and Andrew Farron. And this particular album is certainly no stranger to some of the best crank rock available in the UK. And from that album, we heard the song Force 10 from Navarone, which features the guest vocal stylings of Florence Shaw from Dry Cleaning. Prior to that, something very different here on the Drastic Plastic program, but certainly no stranger to Ground Zero Studios. My recent affinity to jazz music, and in particular hard bop, and in particular the recordings from the two series from Blue Note, the classic album series and Tone Poet series, has been a recent discovery, something that I found out about in COVID lockdown, when I found that listening to this music was very helpful in dealing with anxiety. And subsequently, I've been sort of catching up on new releases from Blue Note, and this one in particular was released just this past year, a repressing of the 1964 album from Hank Mobley. We heard the title track, No Room for Squares. And we started it all off at the beginning of this set. In at number 7 spot is the Talking Heads, and in particular, the Rhino Records repressing. It was a first time having all the music from the soundtrack Stop Making Sense, that Jonathan Demme film, now available on a 2-record set. Sounding great, adding in tracks that weren't available in the first 1984 pressing, but in this new one, you get a new look at the music, a recreation of the original booklet, and this particular track, one that we heard, is Cities, which is, again, coming from the Talking Heads' Stop Making Sense, Rhino Records repress. More music for you. Do stick around. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
All right, then. And so this countdown of top 10 album purchases for 2023 continues. Up next is an offering from Neil Young. First, this was an acetate compiled back in 1977, never formally released until now, as Neil Young goes through his archives, through his archaeological series, and released the album Chrome Dreams. From that album, this is Pocahontas on the Drastic Plastic program.
Aurora Borealis, the icy sky at night. Paddles cut the water in a long and hurried flight. From the white man to the fields of green. They cut our women down. They might have
fall over. This is the season for pain. No hand to strike you down, and no smile to fade. The show was good while it ran, my friend, till it was running away. That was the season for loving. This is the season for pain. Ring it up, there's no amends. Talked it through, your two souls bitter ends. All I get is, what do you know? It's a shame. Your words are powerless here, where cold truth reigns. I'm not your friend in all your stupid fights. I will be looking any other way. My heart was for you, my hand made to. This is no season for loving. This is no season for loving. This is no season for loving. No, no. This is the season for pain. I doubt you find what you're looking for. I doubt the feeling remains. This is no season for loving. This is the season for pain.
Saints on the field, saints on the field.
And welcome back. Let's just review the report card about what we just played in that last set. In at number two, we had an offering from the album 3D Country from a New York band Geese. This was their second album, and by all accounts, when you compare it to their debut, this is when they threw everything at the wall in terms of production and songwriting. This is a fantastic listen. I heard one song off of this through the internet and immediately ran out to buy this album. It is a post-punk album. It is a country album. It is a electro-funk record. There is so many different sounds going on here, all of them engaging. Great orchestration is thrown in here. Great background singing is involved in here. It's a wonderful album. And from this record, from Geese, we heard the song I See Myself. Prior to that, we sampled something from the album Chaos for the Fly from Grian Chatton. And if you've been, of course, listening to Drastic Plastic, you'll also know that this is an album that is shared by both myself and Armitage Shanks as one of our favorites of this past year. Grian Chatton, perhaps best known to most as the frontman from Dublin's post-punk band Fontaines DC, put out this debut album, which I was listening to and engaged in listening to Armitage segments as he was playing the singles as it was in as they were being released. But it wasn't until, I think, that I went out and finally bought the album, not knowing really what to expect. But by listening to it and enjoying it from side A right to the end of side B, a fantastic album, one that I really truly enjoyed and have repeatedly listened to it on my turntable at home. So in at my number two spot, I've got Grian Chatton's album, Chaos for the Fly. From that album, we heard the song Season for Pain. And we started this set off with the number four spot in the countdown. Once again, it was from the album Chrome Dreams from Neil Young. Well, listen, when it comes to Neil Young, he is a pillar here at Ground Zero Studios. He's been part of my life the moment I started collecting records and listening to music. So no matter what he releases or records, it will likely find a spot on my shelf. So from this album, Chrome Dreams, which again is, I believe, his 44th record in total and one of the great ones from his archaeological series, we heard the song Pocahontas. We'll be right back with our favorite number one album purchase of 2023 right here on the Drastic Plastic Program, CKUT.
Radio, it's like magic, but invisible.
Happy New Year!
Okay, and so welcome back. To try and recap what I'm trying to do for this evening, as opposed to a countdown of the top 10 albums of 2023, I'm trying to filter my choices based on albums that I actually purchased, albums that I actually plunked down folding money for, which perhaps makes this list a little more personal and perhaps a little more discerning to me anyway. So let's just recap the list because I've kind of lost track in some ways of the selections that I've made. So in at number 10 of my favorite albums purchased in 2023 would be the Sonic Youth album Live in Brooklyn, New York. In at number 9, it would be the Record Store Day selection from the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, the album Live in Levitation. And in at number 8, it was the album Villagers by Califone. In the number 7 spot, it was the Talking Heads album released by Rhino Records as a complete 2-album package from the soundtrack to the movie Stop Making Sense. And in at number 6, it was the Sleaford Mods, UK Grimm. In at number 5, it was from the Blue Note Classic series, their remastering and re-release of the Hank Mobley album, No Room for Squares. And in at number 4, from the archival and archaeological series of album releases by Neil Young, we took the album Chrome Dreams. In at number 3, I chose Grian Chatten's album, Chaos for the Fly, and in at number two, it was Geese and their album 3D Country from 2023. Okay, and so my number one favorite purchase of 2023, it has to be, well, it's a bit of a cheat, because this is a compilation, if you wish, perhaps maybe even considered a box set, but it was the compilation curated by Stephen Wilson, entitled Intrigue, where Stephen Wilson presents progressive sounds in the UK and alternative musics between the years 1979 and 1989. We'll have a chance to talk about that, but from this incredible collection of music, let's listen to this from Robert Fripp and the League of Gentlemen. Let's listen to this Stephen Wilson remix of the song Cognitive Dissonance. There you have it. My favorite purchase of the past year is the compilation box set
either CD or LP, called Intrigue, as curated by Stephen Wilson. We heard his actual remix version of Robert Fripp and the League of Gentlemen and the song Cognitive Dissonance, a wonderful project done by Stephen Wilson. As he says in his notes, "This is my personally curated attempt to redress the balance. Conceptual thinking and ambition didn't suddenly evaporate after 1977. In fact, weird and thrilling music was all around us in the 1980s if you just looked in the right places." Check out our Drastic Plastic show page. I will link to a wonderful YouTube which shows Stephen Wilson unboxing his project for the very, very first time. That's it for the show. Don't forget, in programming notes, Drastic Plastic will be presenting Man from Manchester, and as well at 11 o'clock, don't forget 27th Hour of Horror with Dead End Doug and Captain Graham serving it hot.
All right.